We welcome you to Eagles 360 on this Tuesday from the NovaCare Complex. Insider Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. The Eagles coming off their loss in Washington. The players back in the NovaCare Complex building. A walkthrough, some meetings, trying to get that nasty taste from Sunday out of their mouth. Glenn, I will say this to me is the first kind of real crossroads of the season for the football team. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that, because this is where you see whether this team really can be a contender in the NFC East or just kind of show those early flashes and now we'll rebuild.
And what do you want to see from this football team immediately?
Immediately. Cut down the penalties, for God's sakes. And immediately, let's see the defense make some stops in the first half. Those two things would turn it all around.
You mentioned the defense making stops. A prominent starting defensive lineman on the injured list, termed week to week with a groin injury. That's Benny Logan. Should he miss this game against Minnesota, that pushes a couple of players into prominence. So we want you to get to know those players. And in our Eagles 360 update, Abby Atwater highlights Bo Allen and Destiny Vio.
And then Benny Logan, his left groin strain. His is a little more significant, probably a week-to-week deal. Injury with Benny, but we'll keep monitoring that every day.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Abby Atwater, and this is your 360 update. Head coach Doug Peterson announced yesterday that defensive starting tackle Benny Logan will take it week to week following his groin injury on Sunday. Throughout the week, Bo Allen and Destiny Vio will be competing to fill the void of Logan on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Allen, a seventh-round pick of the Eagles from Wisconsin in 2014, contributed as a member of the defensive line rotation in all 32 games of his first two NFL seasons, but has only started two games in his career. This season, Allen has played in all five games and has had 32% of defensive snaps with seven tackles. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz gave his thoughts on Allen earlier in the season.
And Bo's just a load in there. You know, he's hard to move. And when he can get that, I'll just conservatively say, 300-plus going north-south, he's hard to stymie. And, you know, we don't want him at the line reading. We want him attacking and driving people back, and he can do that.
Signed by the Eagles as an undrafted free agent in 2016, American Samoan Destiny Vio had never stepped foot in the United States until he enrolled at Washington State in 2012. Like Allen, Vio has played in all five games and had 25% of defensive snaps with three tackles, one sack, and one forced fumble. Earlier this season, defensive line coach Chris Wilson gave his thoughts on the undrafted rookie.
A guy named Joe Salavea, who's played in the league and was at Washington State, and knew Philip Daniels in our scouting department, knew about this young man. And he really talked to us quite a bit about, hey, this Destiny Vio. And me being in the Pac-12 a couple years, had heard the name, and we watched him and said, hey, this kid's got a chance. And what he did from that point is on him. You know, he came in and worked and competed.
Tune in throughout the week at PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the developing story of Bo Allen and Destiny Vio. For your 360 update, I'm Abby Atwater.
Thank you so much, Abby. Eagles feel like they've got some depth at defensive tackle. We may have to find out about that, because the Vikings do run the football even without Adrian Peterson. It's amazing.
Yeah, I thought they were going to really suffer without him, but they are continuing to win, and their line is really good. They can push you.
And they come in without their two starting offensive tackles. No Adrian Peterson. So we'll get into all that as the week goes along. We've got a great show for you here on Eagles 360. We're going to take a spin around the NFC East, where the division is looking up at the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, it hurts, but they're really good so far this season. We'll also have Doug Peterson in studio. But first, when we return, it's Glenn Macnow and his five takeaways from the loss at Washington. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right,
baby? You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We come your way Monday through Friday from the NovaCare Complex on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now, time for Glenn's five takeaways. The last look at that loss to Washington.
Thank goodness it's the last look. Well, number one, I think, is pretty easy. Lane Johnson's suspension, I think, is going to hurt the Eagles as much or more as we feared it would. We learned right away that Halapulivahti-Vaitai just isn't quite ready to handle this. Shouldn't be a surprise. He's a fifth-round pick. He was seen as kind of a project. He didn't play a lot in the preseason, didn't dress for the first four games. It was a lot to ask for him to do the job. Doug Peterson says he's not going to move things around. Okay, that's fine, but somehow they are going to have to find a way to block, and the Vikings come in with the NFL's best defense. Not going to get easier.
I think it's premature with Vaitai. There is certainly nowhere to go but up after his tough performance on Sunday, but he is young. It was his first time dressing, much less playing in an NFL game, so let's give the kid some time to develop here.
Okay.
I'm saying that with a straight face.
I'm sure you are.
You have to develop
it's
depth.
It's a tough spot.
Well, you have to develop depth in the NFL.
I understand that you're going to be doing that on the fly. It's tough.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. Number two, Dave Spadaro.
Yep.
Even in the loss, even in his worst game of the year, Carson Wentz still really, really impressed me. He needs to learn how to avoid those sacks. We talked about that in the preseason. I think he had a tough time. He was kind of overthrowing a little bit. And I think that's because he didn't have time to set. He was under a lot of pressure. But he came back at the end, fourth quarter, 6-for-11 for 125 yards. He had one really nice pass that got called back on a penalty. Threw one against his body downfield to Jordan Matthews. Was really good. Never turned the ball over. I continue to be more and more impressed with Carson Wentz every week, even in a loss.
And I like the way he handled the post-game press conference, accepting the blame and really just showing great maturity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I think is important.
Kid's a winner in a lot of ways. Yeah. Very impressed with that. All right, number three. I think a couple players on this team need to just cool it a little bit. One is Fletcher Cox, who's a great player, the keystone of your defense, the cornerstone of your defense. 2 weeks in a row now, Fletcher Cox has gotten very costly penalties on third downs that would stop drives. This last week, the roughing the quarterback cost them at least 4 points. Now he, as you mentioned with Wentz, he took responsibility. He said, I can't do it. So I like that. I appreciate that. The second one is the rookie, Jalen Mills. He's learning his way out there at cornerback, and that's not easy to do. Got beat once deep by DeSean Jackson, got lucky on a couple others, and then he starts doing this. You're a rookie. You're a seventh rounder. You're surviving, and he survived. Don't be doing this.
Yeah. That
no, not good. You're going to get it. You don't.
What do you got to do? Look at the entire NFL does that. The entire NFL does that.
He doesn't play up to that yet.
Okay.
All right. Doesn't bother you, it bothers me.
No.
All right.
Just play well.
Number four, Jim Schwartz is going to have to learn to adapt. Look, we all fell in love with the wide nine very early, and it was tremendously effective in those first three games. The last two games, that defense against the run has just not worked. You and I have talked before on other issues that in any sport, when you come in and really impress, they're going to figure you out, and you got to come back with a plan B. I think that's where the Eagles' defense is right now. They're going to have to find something else in the first half against Minnesota that just stops down that run.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. The Eagles' coaching staff really on the spot here must make adjustments on both sides of the ball. And when you give up 230 rushing yards to a team that had averaged 84 coming into the game, no doubt there's adjustments needed. Players' adjustments for sure. coaches' adjustments, absolutely.
All right. And number five, this is my, it's a little rosier than you think.
Okay. Good. We need some rosy.
It's all still fixable, and here's why I say that. They racked up 100 and plus yards in penalties. They couldn't stop Washington at all in the first half. Same thing against Detroit the week before, and in both games, they had the opportunity to win it at the end. They were there at the end. You clean it up, you straighten it up, you could have won both those games. You didn't. I know the NFL is, your record is what your record says you are. But I think it shows that they're still there. They came back in both. I'm okay with them going forward.
Glenn, you saved your best for last.
Yeah, I figured you'd like
that. You saved
your
most realistic.
I knew you'd like that one, Dave.
Your most realistic takeaway, well, other than the Carson Wentz one for last. And you're right. The Eagles played a poor game. And they're sitting there at the end with the football, a chance to go down, score a touchdown, kick the extra point, and tie the game. So, you know the margin for error for this football team coming into the season was narrow.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But what you're seeing instead is now a team that's not converting on third downs offensively, a team not getting off the field on third downs defensively, mm-hmm. a team not scoring touchdowns in the red zone offensively. And this is not
and
good.
And a team killing itself with penalties.
Penalties. Ridiculous. Yep. Ridiculous.
Yep. And that you should be able to
yep.
stop.
And that is Glenn McNeil's five takeaways from the Washington loss. When we return to Eagles 360, head coach Doug Peterson in studio as the Eagles transition from the loss at Washington to a game against the undefeated Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match on McDonald's McPick 2 for $2.50 menu, now featuring Filet-O-Fish for a limited time. I'm loving it.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
In the studio now with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. I'm insider Dave Spadaro, coach, Minnesota Vikings, awaiting on Sunday. A couple of days ago, you played the Washington Redskins. I wonder, what's your message as the players came in today on Tuesday? After a win and after a loss, is it different?
It is different. Obviously, winning covers a lot of the negative sometimes that happens during the course of the week and obviously during the football game. But you know, my message to the football team is this: we got to have our playmakers make plays. Bottom line, and there just wasn't enough guys making plays, and we just got to stick to doing our assignments, doing our jobs. You know, one play at a time mentality, and not do too much. And sometimes I think that happens a little bit, and especially when you get behind in a football game, it can happen on both sides. So defensively, they're trying to press to make a play, and then offensively, we're behind, so we're pressing to make a play. And you don't have to do that. I think we're definitely good enough to get off the field on third down, and we're quite capable of staying on the field on third down, and we've just got to clean up a couple areas.
Do you generally keep it a positive message?
Completely. It's a tough business, and you know, I still want to be firm and still want to show them that, hey, listen, very disappointed. You know, nobody likes to lose in the National Football League, any of these games. But at the same time, you got to stay positive and focused, and there's still a lot of football left, a lot of season left, and, And, you know, there's still a lot of good in these football games.
What are the things that you learn about a locker room during the course of a two-game losing streak?
Well, you get to see who your leaders are, you know, the guys that you kind of have picked out throughout training camp and the early part of the season, and see if they really are your leaders. You get to see that, and then you just see how the team kind of rallies together, and the locker room does not become divided, you know. It doesn't become an offense versus defensive thing, and there's no finger pointing, and that's a sign that you've got a good, solid, you know, veteran leadership locker room.
So you're liking what you're seeing as they rebound from these tough games?
I am liking what I see from these guys, and again, it's tough. Nobody likes to lose, but at the same time, you know, you get to see the resilience of your team and how well they come back and practice during the course of the week.
Doug, what's sticking out to you about this offense right now?
Well, you know, I still think we're very capable of running the football. I think we've been very successful there with some of the runs. It was a unique game this past week, so we didn't get a lot of plays, especially in that second quarter. And, you know, so the running the ball has been effective, and we've been able to do that. And I think Carson, you know, has done a nice job of shooting the ball down the field when we get the opportunity. I think one area that I could probably help him a little bit more is a little more in the quick passing game. But again, the circumstances of games kind of dictate how you go about your business. But, you know, those are things that as you get into the course of the game, you dial up for your quarterback. And you know, we're not turning the ball over. That's obviously a positive. We got another pick six. Finally, we got a special teams return for a touchdown. So those things are beginning to sort of show up, and those are all the positives that going forward that we need to continue to build on.
The offensive line had such cohesiveness for four games. You've got a new starter at right tackle now. How do you build up that cohesiveness?
You just go to work every single day, and the guys rally around Big V, and you know, we do whatever we can by game plan and by design to help him if we can, but you know, he'll learn from this last game, and he'll get better from it. Obviously, another week of preparation, going against another good defensive front, is a great test for him. You're kind of feeding him to the wolves right away. There's no warm up for him, so to speak. So, you know, we just keep loving him up. We keep coaching him hard. Stout does a great job with those guys, and we got all the confidence in the world in Big B.
It is interesting. You do feed him to the wolves, and it's a very tough assignment. Ryan Kerrigan's a Pro Bowl player out there. So how do you make sure that his confidence isn't damaged?
You know, you just have to point out the positive plays. You got to just go back and reiterate the good things that were that he did in the football game. And then at the same time, you put it aside and you focus on another set of circumstances. And you just dive back into football and the game plan. And you know, he's a mentally tough kid. He won't let too much of this bother him. He'll take it all in and spit out the bad and keep in the good, and he'll get ready for another test this weekend.
Chunk yardage in the NFL is so important. Are you getting enough?
You'd like to get more, obviously. You'd like to have a few more shots down the field. Again, it's, you know, based on protection and how well you run the ball, play action pass. It was a unique game that way. Second quarter, there wasn't a lot of plays, three plays, so we couldn't really get into what we wanted to do, even though we scored the 14 points and stayed right there. Would like to see a few more chunk plays down the field. But if you do that, you're going to give up something. A lot of times you end up, those underneath routes tend to stay in because you're using them as blockers.
I really like the way Carson handled the media after the Washington game. It was on me. I held the football too long. This is the NFL. It's a tough spot. How has he handled the ups and now these two downs with you?
He's been great. He's been a pro's pro, and it's something that you know, it's hard sometimes for a young quarterback to understand that, but he gets it. And that's the one thing that we all saw in Carson when we were looking at him in the spring and before we drafted him, was that this is a mature kid that can handle anything, the good and the bad. And to be quite honest, there hasn't been a lot of bad. Now, he's had some adversity with injury, but at the same time, he hasn't felt the sting of a lot of losses. So this is something that he's working through as well, but he's handled this very well.
On the defensive side of the ball, what can you and Jim and the coaching staff do to tighten things up?
It's assignment football, really. Guys have got to be in the right spot. We still need, you know, the aggression on defense is there. You know, guys are hustling. It's just the effort is there. It's just now just assignment football, detailing it, being in the right spot, moving their feet, You know, not staying behind blocks, getting off of blocks, getting to the pass. It's just, it's a mentality. Defense is a mentality, and it's not a big, you don't have to go in there and, again, reinvent the defense. I mean, the scheme works. Trust the scheme. Trust the process, and everything should be fine.
It's Minnesota on Sunday. They're undefeated. How good a football team is this?
It's a good football team. It really is. They're obviously, number one on defense for a reason, and they can get after the passer. They don't do a ton. You get to third down. One thing that is kind of showing up on tape and with the breakdowns is there's a lot of second longs and third and long situations in this game, which offensively we try to stay out of. In the last couple of weeks, we've been in too many third and longs. So we've got to do a better job on first and second down. And we got to have the ability to run the ball again, take a little pressure off your quarterback and not always putting him back there where they can tee off in passing situations. And defensively, obviously Sam Bradford, we know him. We got to get after him. That's one thing we got to do. And we got to get that pass rush back this week and play great, sound, fundamental football in the back end and give us an opportunity in the fourth quarter to pull this game out.
Coach, good luck on Sunday. Doug Peterson, one-on-one in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, presented by Wawa.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly. The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Time now to take a look around the NFC East. And that's presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Glenn, Dallas is good. Mm. This just in. Mm. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys, who have a bye week this week before hosting the Eagles a week from Sunday in Arlington, Texas. How good is this team?
A lot better than we thought. And the reason they're a lot better than we thought, Dave, is because two rookies. I mean, it's that simple. Ezekiel Elliott has run for over 700 yards in his first five games. He is on pace for a record season. We knew he'd be good. We knew their line blocking was good, but he's great. I mean, he breaks through tackles, and he's terrific. And the second thing is the kid, Dak Prescott, who I said in the preseason, let's all calm down on him. He's won big games. Them going into Green Bay and winning was a nice win for him. It was a big game. So they got that going, and what that does is it keeps their defense off the field. Yep. The defense is what I thought would be their vulnerability. But if they can control the ball for 34 minutes a game, they're not going to give up all those points.
Now, if you were to ask the Washington Redskins, and we're not, they say that they run the NFC East. They feel very good. They've won four straight games. Mm-hmm. Impressive performance on Sunday. Kirk Cousins outstanding, missing his favorite weapon in Jordan Reed. Didn't seem to matter.
No, it didn't seem to matter, and they got good play out of the tight end. I'm still not a big believer in Washington, and I still think the Eagles kind of lost that game more than Washington won it. And if I'm grading the division now, and this pains me, I put the Cowboys at the top.
Yeah, and then the New York Giants, who had a really impressive comeback win. Odell Beckham goes bonkers against Baltimore. The Giants back on the winning side of things, still have that really potent passing game, nothing in the run game, but they come back to beat the Baltimore Ravens, and all of a sudden they are in the conversation in an NFC East that has four teams above 500.
Well, at 500.
At 500.
Yeah. Okay, well, but here's what the Giants need to do. The Giants' next six, I think they're going to have to win five of these games. So here you go. At the Rams in London, home against the Eagles, Bengals, Bears, Browns, Steelers. It's an easier schedule than not. Can they win five of those games?
Not in Philadelphia, I know that. Or not, you know.
Well, they play the Eagles up there.
Up there.
Oh, you got that as a W for the Eagles. Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
I got every game for W.
All right.
For the Eagles.
Okay.
It's just the way I am.
Yeah, I don't think they're a playoff caliber team, and they've hurt themselves with penalties. As you said, Beckham went off, but I'm not yet taking the Giants seriously.
Yeah, but it's a division that I think is back. It's tough. The Eagles start out with a stumble, and they've got five more games in the division to win amidst a very difficult schedule for this football
team. Not the NFC least anymore.
No, it is the NFC beast, in my opinion. Well, hey, they may have the best team in the NFC.
I'll say it's the NFC yeast because it's rising.
Look at you, beer man. Well done. That's Glenn Macnow. I'm Dave Spadaro. That's our look around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got one more segment to go on Eagles 360. We'll be back in just one moment.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him. Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's get on the water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave and Glenn here. Let's get you attuned into what's coming up on Eagles 360 tomorrow. We've got Joe DeCamera in studio here. We've got Doug Peterson meeting the media as well. And we'll take an old-school All-22 look with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. The Eagles and the Vikings have played some memorable games. Certainly way back when, Super Bowl run twice. Eagles beating the Vikings.
Sounds like you're 80,
2004.
Thursday extra segment.
Like it. That's not a bad one.
That's
good,
a good
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Glenn, some thoughts here. The tone of the town, and we talked about it after three wins, how it changed. Now after two losses, it kind of goes back the other way. Yeah.
The tone of the town is everybody's biting their nails and wondering. They're going to have to start winning. They're going to have to start winning soon, or the three wins at the beginning are a little bit of an illusion. I'm not sure. I don't know. This is the week that you really are going to find out what they are against a tough opponent.
A tough unbeaten opponent coming off a bye week. Glenn Macnow, Dave Spadaro. This has been Eagles 360. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.